The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Dr. Robert Malone says the new jab is perfectly designed to drive immune imprinting. This is not good. Although you can look up immune imprinting, and they admit way back that they were doing immune imprinting with COVID-19 jabs. But they try to act like this is wonderful in some of the things that I've looked at that have talked about this, but this is not good. This is horrible. Immune imprinting is basically why a lot of people are susceptible to dying of other things. It's creating your immune system to basically concentrate on one thing, which would be whatever they're jabbing you with. I won't even say COVID-19 because who knows with a new jab what it will even be, because COVID-19 doesn't even exist anymore. Doesn't even exist. Anyways, the new jab, if it's perfectly designed, sounds like it would make you focused even more so just on that, leaving you even more open to other sicknesses or really a variant of this jab. Folks, there's a lot going through my mind, and I want to get to it, but I'm thinking I should just get to Robert Malone very quickly for you. So let me do that. He was on Steve Bannon's War Room, and he's also talking about how the highly jabbed are the ones who are suffering the most, especially from Omicron. They're getting sick over and over and over again. This is partially the immune imprinting problem, too. But remember, we have said, not just Dr. Malone, but so many other experts about how your immune system is being damaged. In fact, they came up with the term VAIDS, which is a vaccine-induced AIDS. And this doesn't mean you have HIV, that sexually transmitted. When you say AIDS, it freaks people out, although this is dangerous because it's damaging your immune system. AIDS is just an abbreviation talking about your immune system being damaged. And the vaccine does that very thing. It gives you a form. A form. It's not the same thing as someone who's gotten HIV, but it can be deadly. Clearly, people have died because of it. And just what did HIV do? HIV was a virus that eventually turned into AIDS. What is that doing? Damaging your immune system. I find it interesting that the vaccine basically does damage to people's immune systems, kind of like what AIDS does. And Dr. Fauci, who funded the Wuhan lab in China that released this bioweapon that affects the people's immune systems, that was Dr. Fauci's expertise, is AIDS. That's what he studied the most. That's what he tried to come up with vaccines for the most. He knows the ins and outs. And I wonder if by his studying of AIDS, he thought, well, wait a minute. If we could synthetically create something that could do the things that AIDS does, damaging the immune system, well, that would be a interesting way of depopulating, because if you were to do that, people who have AIDS don't die of AIDS. They die of a sickness, any sickness. It just depends if their immune system is weak. And when it gets so weak, any sickness can kill them. So if you were to create a bioweapon that damages people's immune systems, then what a great way to disguise that it's a bioweapon. Because the masses will say, oh, that's a coincidence. My relative died, but that's a coincidence. Well, I am noticing a record number of my relatives dying, and they're dropping off like flies in the last year, but that's just coincidence. Because people die of these different things. And the doctor said they died of X, Y, or Z. Well, yeah, But why did a 40-some-year-old or a 50-some-year-old or a 20-some-year-old die of that when that should be extremely rare for them to die? All right. I mean, obviously, it makes it so that even I can't prove that your relative died because they were vaccinated, that their immune system was compromised. But what I can prove is that the all-cause mortality has skyrocketed through insurance agency numbers, and they have paid out record amounts of numbers. So we do know that the vaccine has weakened people's immune systems to where they have died. The insurance companies prove that. Whether your personal relative was one of those people or not, I don't know. You would know that more than I would. All right, Dr. Robert Malone.
The problem is the data are coming in from all over the world. The people that are dying and ending up hospitalized with Omicron BA5 are the highly jabbed. The data from New Zealand is stunning. They managed to keep the earlier variants out, they jabbed everybody, and now Omicron BA5, which is the escape mutant, that's learned how to avoid the vaccines. Remember, we talked about this so long ago, Steve, and you were kind of spooked by the words escape mutants. Here we are, we're living it just like we predicted, and it is hammering New Zealand because they don't have any natural immunity. They avoided the earlier circulations. And here's the sixth ed thing. The Gubbies, the FDA and the CDC have already approved, and the HHS has purchased $3.2 billion worth of triple trivalent vaccine that has never been manufactured before, will not be clinically tested, will be deployed right before the elections, and it's probably going to have a higher dose, which means it's going to have more adverse events. And it is perfectly designed to drive immune imprinting and make people even more susceptible to infection. The whole problem that's going on here, and they have got their heads in the sand. This is the first rule of holes.
Hold on. I got to pause it there. He's going to give rules of holes. I'll explain that when I go back to it. The immune imprinting. I might have a problem saying that later on in the video, so excuse me if I do. Sometimes I get tongue-tied. Anyways, you need to understand, basically, they're telling your cells and changing your cells and what your immune, your T cells, which would help fight off everything, practically. And your immune system is being changed and being programmed, because they're doing gene therapy, to look for whatever coronavirus they're programming your immune system to look for, making you susceptible to everything else. We warned that this could happen at the very beginning, because we already knew it happened in the animal studies. So we said, I kept saying, well, and guess what? In the animal studies, they stopped doing the animal studies because all the animals died. And you know when they die? Not right away. This is not good for those of you who have been jabbed. If you've been jabbed once, I think God has made your body good enough to withstand. Not everybody. But if you were in really good health and you got jabbed once, I think eventually your body is going to get that stuff out of you. But if you keep getting jabbed, you are going to damage your immune system to the point where you are not going to live. Now, the animal studies showed with mRNA technology, when they were trying to do SARS, this is not even COVID, folks. They've been trying to do this mRNA gene therapy for a long time. You need to know this. When they were doing SARS studies and they were trying to implement this mRNA technology into humans, they wanted to for SARS. Remember, they wanted to scare you with SARS. They did a bunch of animal studies with this gene therapy, mRNA technology that they did to you and experimented on. And the animals, they had the autoimmune deficiency. And then sometimes they would wait a year. They'd wait different timetables, but sometimes they waited even an entire year. Reintroduced a variant of the thing that they were, of SARS. I think it was. So it would have been a variant of SARS. And all the animals died. And I said right away, well, wait a minute. If the mRNA technology study shows, that's a perfect bioweapon. You get people infected, and then you can have a more powerful, something similar. You could wait. They waited a year about. You could wait 3 years. Then you release that, and all those people are susceptible to this virus that normally they would have just gotten sick, but now they'll all die. That's what the animal study showed them they can do. And I said this at the very beginning. I warned people. I said, wait a minute. It is a fact that they can create a bioweapon in which they inject people, lower your immune system, get a variant of that, and then release it, and they could wipe a whole bunch of people. They can do that, but will they do that? Are they doing that was the question. Because we hadn't seen anything happen yet. When I was asking these questions, I was going off of don't take an experimental jab because the animal studies already tell you you shouldn't take this. But some of you say, well, I didn't know this. I took it before you. People didn't know. I told people right away. You might not have known it because you didn't look for, you didn't do research to find out. You trusted them. Sadly, I'm sorry that you trusted them. I wish you weren't so trusting of a person. And you trusted that they weren't this evil. Now, I don't know still if this is a bioweapon. I constantly have said, my gut tells me it's a bioweapon. It's been proven to be the most deadly vaccine. And here's the point. If it wasn't a bioweapon, why haven't they pulled it? If all these people are dying, even the little numbers that they admit to are massive numbers. If it was any other vaccine if this was 1980 and you had these numbers, it would have been pulled a million years ago. So why aren't they pulling it? Why are they encouraging to jab even more people and create more and get more boosters if it wasn't that they weren't happy with the results? Now, Dr. Robert Malone says he thinks it's because they've dug themselves in such a hole, they're just going to dig a deeper hole and make everything worse because they've gone too far and they can never admit that what we said from the beginning was right because they feel like everyone would want to string them up and throw them in jail for the rest of their lives or give them death penalties because they've basically killed millions of people knowingly for money and whatever other agenda. Maybe they wanted to depopulate. Maybe they were just idiots. Regardless, some people are idiots and get involved in a bank robbery and they shouldn't have, but then they decide to shoot their machine gun by accident and shoot five people in the bank. Well, you're still going to pay the price because you shot five people in the bank, even though you accidentally had your gun go off. It still wouldn't matter. You're in the middle of a bank robbery. That's what these people are afraid of. They've dug a hole. How do you get out of that hole? See, criminals... It's just, sin is like this. Sin builds upon sin. Someone covers up a lie. They do something. Someone steals from a bank and they have no intent of killing anyone. But because of that sin, and then people are finding out and they're about to get caught and they can't shut a person up and they end up killing that person to keep them quiet. Now they're just not just a robber. They become a murderer. They've dug a deeper hole. They've gone even deeper. They've gone farther, and now they don't know how to stop, and they keep going farther and farther and farther, digging the hole deeper and deeper and deeper. And that's what Robert Malone's going to be talking about. These guys have dug a hole, and they don't think that, and they're partially true. They can't come out and admit, oh yeah, Ben Armstrong's right. We've just massively killed a whole bunch of you. So they think the best way is to continue to kill all of you and pretend everything's fine.
When you're in one, stop digging. Somebody has got to hammer that into their heads. Stop digging.
Hold on.
The answer is
slow down. Slow down. I want to just hit rewind because we're gonna hammer them. But I want you to go back and I want you to show the evidence to the audience.
He goes through charts and stuff. I don't have time because it'd be way too much. I have to jump ahead. And if you want to see it, there'll be a link so that you can see the whole interview about Dr. Robert Malone. But let me jump ahead because he picks up talking about the Immune imprinting. He picks up on that, shows an article, talks about that. Let me just play it for you.
Bada boom. Omicron has escaped the vaccines, and it is able to reinfect, and it is suppressing both the T cell and the B cell responses in people that have been previously infected and repeatedly jabbed, which is a large fraction of those highly compliant persons. And if you look on the next slide, there's the big punchline, expose. This article is lovely, and Cameron will put the links below because it has the links to the primary data from the British Health Service that shows that the vast majority of people that are dying are the ones that are triple and quadruple jabbed. What's happened is they have driven through repeated vaccination a form of immune memory that makes it so the virus has been able to escape and is more able to infect the highly jabbed. And going back to what Kramer said, the people that are actually breeding the new variants are the ones that have been highly jabbed. They're getting repeatedly infected. Talk to the people around you. You'll find that the ones that are getting infected again and again and again by Omicron or have chronic infections are the ones that are highly jabbed.
Yes, and that's what the immune imprinting, he's saying that's what causes. I just like to simplify. So I don't usually say immune imprinting. I just say your immune system has been lowered. It's the same thing. It's been damaged. Immune imprinting is the specific scientific way of saying that it has imprinted your immune system to look for a specific thing. And as soon as that virus mutates, as soon as it becomes a variant, your body's still stuck looking for the one, and it lets the variant go through, and it keeps letting the variant go through, where someone who has not been jabbed, their immune system is full board looking for anything. And as soon as a variant comes, boom, it takes the variant out. It doesn't matter what it is. It's that simple. But the simple way of saying it is your immune system has been damaged. And it is a fact. It's undeniable. The more you get jabbed, the more likely you are to die of the thing you're trying to protect yourself from. The UK numbers are astronomical for people who have been jabbed three times. This is what I thought instinctively. I tried to tell people, don't panic if you've been jabbed once. Before I had any of this data, I tried to tell people, if you've been jabbed once, I believe God can make it so that your body can recover, hopefully. Give it time, though. It's going to need some time. Although I can't guarantee you there isn't permanent damage. I don't know. And there still has not been enough time to know that. I am hoping for your sake, and I do believe I'm right, that you will be able to overcome this and be okay. But if you keep getting jabbed, I kept telling people it's like Russian roulette. It's worse than that. It isn't Russian roulette. If you get a third jab and a fourth jab, and if you are guaranteeing that your immune system is going to be screwed up. I'll use the Russian roulette example again. I used to say it's like Russian roulette each time you get the jab. Each time you get the jab, you're taking a risk, and you better hope the gun doesn't go off. Okay. Let me update that. It's like playing Russian roulette, and you have one bullet and five chambers that are empty, and each time you get the jab, you say, let's play Russian roulette with two bullets now. Let's play Russian roulette with three bullets. And every time you get a jab, eventually, if you get jabbed six times, you've got six bullets in there, it's a guarantee the gun's going off. That's the better example, I guess. That's my updated example of what is happening with these vaccines. I am telling this in desperation. And then you add on that Dr. Robert Malone, said right at the beginning that he thinks this jab, this new one, which doesn't have to be even going through any clinical trial, is perfectly designed to do immune imprinting. What is he saying? Perfectly designed to screw up your immune system forevermore. So the newer jabs are going to get worse. Folks, maybe they're just disappointed. Maybe they weren't putting a ton of placebos out there. I know they did put placebos out there. I proved that in a different show. I know they did. I don't know how much. I don't know what the percent. I don't know. I don't know if the majority of people got the real thing and very small people got placebos, or a huge chunk of people got placebos. And that's what I thought. I thought a lot of people were getting placebos, and then some people are getting, like, I thought it would be like 60% placebo, 40% real thing, something like that. But now I'm starting to think maybe it just wasn't as aggressive as they thought it would be. They were calibrating it with different doses. We know this. Go check out How Bad's My Batch. I'm going blank. It wasn't Dr. Peter McCullough. One of the famous ones that have been on this all the time was saying that it's like they're calibrating. Calibrating for what? For a future jab. And maybe this future jab that they want to implement is calibrated to where they want it now. I have to warn you before it happens, but people didn't listen when I warned them before it happened already. I told people not to get the jab. They still went out and got it. There was a lot of people that heard me say, don't you dare do it. You don't even know what's in it, but they're threatening my job. And I said, I know it's horrible. I understand the dilemma. I get it. I hope that you understand now you can't play that game again. If your job ever comes back and threatens you again, you can't give in. And if everyone would stand with you, this is what I was frustrated about the first time. If all your friends that are employees all said, no, you're not going to force me to get a jab, they can't fire all of you. They would go out of business. Problem is you knew that 90% of the people won't listen to you. And I knew that too. They just won't listen. And I feel sorry for some people. I even said, I warned people so much that I said, I might not even feel sorry for you if you've seen these videos and ignore what I'm saying. Don't come crying to me later. But I do feel sorry for you. You can come crying to me. I was wrong. I still want to help you. I do. And the only way I know how is to keep giving this information. And I will take the heat for everybody. I will let people say that I'm the crazy one. I let Facebook censor me. I let a former employer get mad at me and get rid of me. I will take that because God has made me the type of person that can do that. I'm here to take the heat. And I like when people don't like me when I'm standing for truth. I like that. God designed me to like it. I'm like, bring it on, baby. That just makes me stick to my guns even more. So I'll do that. That's what I'm here for. But that's all I can do. The rest is up to you. I love you guys. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. See ya. Hey guys, our freedom is under attack. I'm sure you're well aware of that. And yet, the loss of freedom is not inevitable. America can be saved, and an informed citizenry can and will make the difference. What you need to do is check out Beyond the Cover, weekly episodes of Beyond the Cover. Check them out at thenewamerican.com.